Ever wish you could get more from your podcast? Well, you can with BuzzFeed Daily, hosted by me, Casey Rackham.
And me, Zach Saffert. On our show, we've got more good news and more pop culture.
More memes and more celebrity tea.
More of everything that's blowing up your timeline and trending on the internet.
Every weekday evening, we're giving you more of what you need to enjoy your day. Because what's life if it isn't to be enjoyed?
Listen to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. As we're breaking it down this evening, countdown to kickoff is on. We'll talk some NFL football. We'll try to get some news as far as Washington and Tampa is concerned. If there's any plans in the making right now, we've got a bunch of NBA basketball games this evening, 11 games. And, of course, me and Cam stepped up, took a bunch of underdogs on Monday who all lost by 30. And then last night we were scared little girls, and underdogs go 5-0. Bulls win outright. COVID issues. I'm worried. Yeah. I like the Bulls, but I'm worried about the COVID issues. Yeah, they won outright.
Yeah. Yeah, we were scared little girls last night, and we left a lot of money on the table. And I should have followed you with Michigan State. Good call against Rutgers. Rutgers just can't seem to handle these guys. Hey, man, you know what it is, Gabe? Sometimes teams are just in certain teams' head. San Jose and Buffalo in hockey, there's no rhyme or reason. Michigan State over Rutgers. Sometimes teams just can't get over the hump. There's a team that you just can't deal with. And Michigan State, it doesn't matter when. They always find a way to smash RU. We'll see what happens tonight in the NBA board. See, now I'm really afraid to jump in because we would have gone 5-0 yesterday, and then we'll jump in today and probably go 0-5. That seems to be the logic.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot of football on the show today. A lot of football. If you're looking for basketball picks, you're at the wrong place. No, we're kidding. We're kidding. We don't have a choice today. That's it. It is what it is. I'm looking at the college hardwood. You know what, Cam? It's progress, whatever. It is what it is. I went 3-3 last night. I mean, it's could be worse. Like, if we're just sort of looking forward to football, right? But, yeah, the underdog stepped up last night. And every one of the games we talked about, you know, you brought it up. You're like, man, you just got to take Memphis and just sort of, you know what I mean, put a blindfold on, you know, cover your nose and hope for the best. Same thing with the Bulls last night. You just sort of – you've got to have faith and just jump in the NBA in these spots. But we got punched in the mouth on Monday and then sort of got cold feet. We're in football mode. Right now, college basketball, we're starting to see things a little bit clearer. We'll break down the college basketball this evening. And, you know, it's funny, as I was just about to say, we've got Cleveland and Orlando playing once again here, Cam. I look up and I see FanDuel has just frozen it, just locked it. I don't know. Who knows? I'm getting, you know what? People are sick of 2020. I'm already sick of 2021. 2021 sucks. 2021 sucks. Oh, 2020 is going to come to an end and everything's going to be great. No, things aren't great. And in fact, things have gotten worse, much worse.
I agree.
Hey, here we are.
I agree.
Here we are right now. And, you know, I'm getting tired of every game. It's like, oh, he's in, he's out. It's to the point, Ken, we learned our lesson with college football. It doesn't matter. If you like a team, you like the team. I don't care who's in. I don't care who's out anymore. This guy is in contact tracing, whatever. Yeah, Kevin Durant's in quarantine. Let's make the Nets 4.5-point underdogs. Yeah, Kyrie Irving scores like 18 points in the first 10 minutes of the game, and they win by 34.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, Dave. Yeah, you said it too, and what about the Bulls? Well, no, I'm angry too. What about the Bulls? Oh, yeah, this guy. Yeah, you said it. You got to have faith. Who cares? And I'll tell you something. It's like next man up mentality. It's great. All the time the stars are out, we could just take other guys that are happy to get an opportunity and we get better lines. That's something we're going to attack in the future, buddy. I'll tell you. Can't believe every single damn dog covered last night. God.
5-0 against the spread last night. Shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, we're kicking it with Rachel Redhead. Ken Stewart, I understand LouGamblou.com will return after being off for a couple of weeks. We look forward to Lou's take on the National Football League wildcard games. We like to get different perspectives and different opinions, maybe some different angles, different props as we start to ratchet up as the week goes on. But of course, right now, we see the streets in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Things are on fire. There's thousands of people, tens of thousands of people on the streets. Things are getting ugly. And, you know, I gotta say, I never knew how big World Junior Hockey is, because I guess people are celebrating the USA beating Canada. I turn on the TV and I see all these people on the street. I mean, they must be celebrating that they won the World Junior Hockey Championships last night. But no, that's not the case. That's not the case. And obviously, listen, you know, we're not here for political analysis.
No, we're not.
Washington, D.C. is on fire right now. Somebody is dead, unfortunately. So someone got shot inside one of the Capitol buildings. And all we can do is put this into a sports context that they are playing a football game here in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Right?
And they canceled the game tonight. George Washington, UMass has been canceled. Not a real big game, but anyway, that game's off the board. And you're right, Gabe. It's only a few days away. We'll see what happens. Washington as the home team against Tampa Bay. Very interesting.
Now, I don't think this is just going to dissipate. I don't think that just suddenly tomorrow everything's going to be all right, or Friday at weekends or when these protests actually happen. And they're going to be back for more. And, you know, people say, oh, well, the stadium is 17 miles away from the White House. It's like, yeah, but every cop in the city, state, they're mobilizing police from other states right now, guys. Like, you need policemen, ambulances. Like, it's like, basically, you can't tell, hey, Washington police, you know, you have our security ready? We're playing that NFL game? It's like, guys, the Capitol building is stormed right now. We're not worried about your football game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th, with Seasons 1 through 3 available now. Meanwhile, subscribe and listen to Search Party, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, we're rolling. It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's been a crazy, crazy day. It's been a crazy, crazy year already. It's been a crazy decade. It's been a crazy life and everything else in between. And of course, you know, man, from a sports perspective, this year has just been so unique, bizarre. I don't know. I'm almost at a loss for words right now. But it's just amazing to me that, Cam, last night I had Cindy Bourne on. She's been covering the Washington football team forever for the Washington Post, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, anyone that follows the news at all knows, like, the Washington Post is like the busiest newspaper in the world right now. There's just so much stuff going on. And I said, you know, with everything that goes on in Washington all the time, and it's been such a rough year for everybody, it's just nice. I felt happy for the hardcore old school fans It's like, you know what? They made the playoffs. They're playing Tom Brady. Put aside politics. Put aside everything. You know what? We're playing a football game on Saturday night. And now the city's on fire once again, just a couple of days away from this game. And, you know, we're not here to break anything down from a political standpoint. But the fact is, and I lose track of time all the time, Cam, but I know since Lou is on, I know days by what guests are on. Lou is correct. Wednesdays. So the game is Saturday. So, like, Tampa guys, they don't show up 2 hours before the game. So, like, right now, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Cam, like, how excited are you? Hey, guys, yeah, we're leaving in 4 hours. We're going into Washington, D.C. Is it going to be a mob at the airport? They're going to flip our plane over? Someone going to, like, start firing bullets at us? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Yeah, you know, it's not exactly like, I'm not a security expert, Cam, but I'm just guessing that if I had a professional football team, I wouldn't be leading them into a riot zone right now. Don't tell me that this hasn't come up and someone's called Goodell and said, yo, what happens if on like tomorrow and like the game is Saturday? You can't just decide this then. They have to make a conscious effort. All right, can we play this game on Saturday night in this stadium in Washington? Because it'll become also a protest target. They'll say, there's a football game here this evening. You want to get attention?
Exactly.
Let's go to the football game and cause havoc. Right? Like, this is real security risk stuff, guys. This isn't like jackass politics stuff. This isn't dumbass on Twitter type stuff. This is just real. And once again, Roger Goodell makes a lot of money. This is the first year ever he's actually have to earn it, Cam, because I wouldn't want to be Goodell right now. like he's sitting there, what do you do? What do you do? Like, honestly, you say, no, everything's fine. And then how much of a jackass does he look at on Saturday when there's massive riots and stuff and they got to cancel an NFL playoff game?
You said it, buddy. It's I remember during the virtual draft when he was a few cognacs deep and he started to slur as the draft continued. It's going to be one of those situations tonight, Gabe. I guess if me and you had a cam right now, he's in his leather chair and his Mr. Rogers sweater having a couple cognacs going, yes, no. What do I do? Money. Yeah, he's really having a problem right now. Self-discussion.
It's like, can you imagine? He's like, oh, come on, guys. Really? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, okay. Let me get my guys on the phone. You're right. He's in that basement. I always thought Goodell would have a nicer basement. Goodell's like Walsh's base. Got wood paneling, like the fake old wood. He's got like a lazy boy. Like, he was a couple of drinks deep. Remember by like the fourth round? Man, yeah, with this 13
Detroit Lions select. Yeah, it's like, hey, dude, he was in his third bottle of Glenfiddich, one per round.
He ended up beating down. He was. It's the only time he ever seemed human. It's the first time Goodell seemed human. He was in his basement. He got drunk. And like by the end, he was so happy. And that concludes the draft. He's like, you can see, he's like beaten down, right? He's saying, hey, Roger, me and Cam do that every day. Stay on the air for 6 hours, bro. Stay alive.
Brother.
Stay alive, coach. Come on. But if you listen, there's no fans, Cam. Remember what? There's no fans at the game. So you move the game, no disadvantage. Now the question becomes to me is, all right, to where? Where do we move this to? If I was to move it, I would move it. Like, what's the closest Baltimore? Baltimore. We play in Baltimore Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? What? How many miles is it? 8?
Oh, it's nothing.
Washington, you still have your home. You still have, Tampa's still traveling. Same weather, same elements. Baltimore, Washington, same thing. So, you know what I mean? See, got him, my good camera. I can be the commissioner. Boom. Right now, I'd be like, yeah, let's go for a steak and some cognac, guys. I solved the problem. Playing in Baltimore. Like, nice and simple. Like, you know what I mean? Because you can't, I guarantee you know Bruce Arians is this type of guy, Kev. Yeah, we want to play the game in Tampa where it's safer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah, it's interesting because that's the Saturday night game. And the first, you don't even have to worry about it. You're absolutely right, correct, Morency. Tennessee gets that home game against Baltimore. There's absolutely no problems, no logistical errors, anything. It's a perfect scenario. I agree with you. And for people that don't know the geographical nature, yeah, like Washington, D.C. and Maryland, like it's all right there. So, no, you're absolutely right. I got no problem with it. And at least if you move it a little bit, it would be harder for the protesters to hit Baltimore rather than to hit the stadium in Washington.
They're not going to Baltimore. The residents of Baltimore will take care of those protesters.
Exactly. Have you been to Baltimore? I've been to Baltimore. Hey, Trump protesters, you want to come on my lawn? Guy's going to get a friggin' stick through his head. Baltimore's rough.
The police might not do anything, but the citizens of Baltimore will.
Oh, yeah. So, I agree. Right? I agree.
Like, you'll have great security. Don't worry. You're safe in Baltimore. Like, one of those type of deals. But honestly, like, Baltimore's a good – I'm just thinking out loud here because this game, it's not a week away. It's a couple of days away. And I really doubt that, like, all these people are going to wake up in the morning and go, okay, you know what? Wolf Blitzer's right. I should go home. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work out like that. I'm just saying.
No.
I mean, they just found a pipe bomb outside a senator's office, bro. We're talking pipe bombs. A woman is dead. Like, people are dying.
Exactly.
Like, this is not a joke. And, you know, we could talk about a football game. The NFL won't cancel this game, but I'm telling you right now, there's a distinct possibility that they can't play this game in Washington. And I think Baltimore is a very good solution. It's close. It's fair for Washington. And, you know, just logistically, it's like a security nightmare, Cam. It's a security nightmare. Like, you can't have people running around with pipe bombs and shooting people.
No. and Gabe, that's the only one that they found. Remember, this is the one they found. Think about all the people that are putting plan B, C, and D into action right now in their little lair. Oh, I got an idea for you. That's the thing. All the freaks come out. Like, this is just ones that they found. You don't think there's smarter people that are putting stuff together? Come on, man.
That's all the Dateline you watch. You're exactly right. You don't think right now? It's a nightmare. There's going to be people thinking, oh, yeah, you know what? There's a football game on Saturday. I'll see you there. I got a plan. Someone has said, oh, you know what? They're playing a big NFL game on Saturday night right down the road, you know, in a couple of days.
Yep.
Like, if I'm the NFL, bro, I already have security around that stadium right now. Nobody's planting anything in any garbage can. No nothing, nowhere, bro. Like, dude, in, like, New York City before New Year's Eve, there's cops in Times Square on lookout cam everywhere, like, 6 weeks in advance, bro. Like, they're not dumb. They know. Yeah, you could just go put a bomb in a sewer, like, 4 weeks ago.
Exactly.
No. We're watching you the whole time. Like, you got to watch for this type of stuff. NFL security is already major as it is. Like, it's a logistical nightmare. And not to mention, too, there's a major threat, guys, that the Iranians are going to blow up an air traffic control center out of revenge for their guy getting whacked a couple of months ago. And that's a considered a legitimate threat. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And you're going to take a football game and put it in the middle of it. As I stated, I'm not Gerard Butler from White House down, but I advise against this, sir. Like, I invite you against this, sir. Let's play the game in Baltimore. Play the game in Baltimore. All right, but yeah, what a crazy year it's been, man. All right, let's get to the NBA next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
QAnon is a conspiracy theory so complex that it's formed a cult-like following. Many of its followers think Q is associated with Donald Trump and that he's cryptically communicating with them via obscure image boards online. Hundreds of thousands of people across the world believe in this, and as a result, QAnon has torn families apart, led people to violence, and is even infiltrating the highest levels of government with disinformation. Now, in 2020, more than 70 US congressional candidates have either shared or outright endorsed QAnon material. President Trump has even given a veiled thumbs up to the movement. Outside of what the conspiracy community thinks, nobody quite knows the true identity of Q. We aim to change that. I'm Jake Hanrahan. Join me for Q Clearance, a podcast series that aims to look at who is really behind QAnon. Listen to Q Clearance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart. I was just taking a look at our chat, Cam, and I got to tell you, we've got a real A-team in here today.
B.A. Baracus and the A-team. Nice, nice.
Yeah. Collective IQ. Collective IQ is not going to be breaking any records, with the exception of, again, I want to say a shout out to our main man, Shell Dog. Shell Dog, yeah, in the house. Matthias tuning in right now from Germany. Ty Rich. Gino. But I see that we've got, I think sometimes people confuse. I think they confuse Sports Grid chat room with InfoWars chat room, Alex Jones chat room. I think you guys, like, I can understand how it happens when you type it in, Sports Grid, Sports Grid, Alex Jones, InfoWars. I understand how you mistakenly end up in our chat. Like, it's the exact same. It's just a couple of letters that are different. But I'm just telling you, I think some of you might be in the wrong chat. I'm just stating.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. I got to tell you right now, though, I think that ChatterBait's traffic is down, whatever we're on. But that's another story as well.
What's it called? ChatterBait's? That's a great one. What a handle. ChatterBait's.
Yeah. Look it up, Cam.
That's great. Great all name.
All right. So, Raging Redhead Cam Stewart.
Look it up, Cam. That's great.
Let's get into the NBA. It really is like the old days. Bad gamblers helping.
Bad gamblers. Yeah, I love it.
All right, here we go. All right, what about Cleveland and Orlando? We got punched in the mouth the other day. Are we going back to them?
Yep, I am. The problem is, I don't like that injury with Garland. He's actually been playing really well. Man, I didn't realize. Like, I thought he was getting maybe like 13, 14. The guy's averaging over 17 points a game. Kid from Vanderbilt playing really well. Sexton. I think Cleveland, Gabe, I found the trends, and we can follow this stuff. Orlando wins that game. It was close for a while. I got to take the points with Cleveland. As we said before, and I don't want to hear the chicken sound, small plays, we got to keep on building it up because we know the weekend's coming. But I'm really pissed off. We left so much on the table last night in college and the NBA. Small plays, let's try to grind. Give me the Cam's Cavs again. If the Cavaliers screw me again, then I'm going to have a talk with these guys.
Yeah, you know what, Cam? I'm going to be playing smaller plays tonight too, and not because I'm a chicken, but because my account is smaller. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we're chicken. It's not like we're chickens because we'd go wild. Yeah, like when you only got like $172 in there, I can't go 150 or whatever. I got 30, 40. Yeah, we gotta grind. We're in Gary Grinder mode right now. Let's do it.
All right, so listen, this is one angle that's worked. The last two times we played this angle, it's worked. It happened with the Los Angeles Clippers. So remember the Clippers were down by 50 at the half to the Dallas Mavericks last weekend, or whatever it was. I've only been playing for 2 weeks, so I guess it was last Sunday. Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. So the Clippers were down 77-27 at the half. They were down by 50 points at the half. It's an all-time NBA record. The next game, they played the Minnesota Timberwolves. They laid 6.5 points in the first half. The game was a little bit close in the first quarter, but ultimately the Clippers ended up winning the first half by 20 points. They were up 70-50 at that. You and I remember, Cam. I took the Miami Heat. Oh, I'll roll the dice, even though they don't have Jimmy Butler. They lost by 47. They got absolutely murdered, like massacred. They played the next night again. And remember, I took the Miami Heat in the first quarter. I said, you know what? These guys were down like by 26 after 10 minutes. It won't happen back-to-back nights. They're going to show up tonight. And I said, they might not win the game, but they'll show up in the first quarter. They ended up winning the game, actually. They ended up winning the game outright. Tonight, Cam, back-to-back, Utah Jazz played last night. Same city. You're in Brooklyn, New York, whatever. Same thing. Just different arenas. So no travel. They played last night, and they got ambushed, bro, in the first quarter of that game. They got ambushed early. I'd be shocked if Utah came out flat again tonight, Ken. And I'm not saying I want to lay 8 in a game, but, you know, like first half, first quarter. So first half right now, it's minus 2.5. I can live with that. The Utah Jazz guys got embarrassed last night early. They have a lot of pride on that. They've got good players, man. They've got good players. They've got pride. They got punked last night. Punked by the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving in the first quarter. Kyrie Irving was 7-7 with 4 3-point shots in the first quarter. They were down 35-11 or whatever the hell it was, 39-14. Like, they got massacred. I think they show up in the first quarter tonight. Give me the Utah Jazz minus 2.5 first quarter.
Couldn't agree more. I think the Jazz actually probably cover in this game. The only thing that's scaring me away is Thibodeau's really got the Knicks playing well, and they've talked about it. Barrett and all the young guys are saying, you know, he's a big reason why, his attention to detail, and they're playing great basketball right now. Full game, I still think Utah, they have the pedigree to bounce back, but I'm with you. I like the first quarter. I might even do like small little plays, Gabe, nickel and dime, race to 20, all sorts of those little things, and try to build it there. I agree with you. I think Utah comes out hot.
And you know what? I'd get this play in right now, though, guys. I have a feeling it's going to go up. I think people are going to agree with my logic here in our play. I think people are going to jump on this, Cam. So I think, you know, it's 2.5 is a fair number. Especially, look, the point spread's 8. I got to be honest. I was expecting a 3.5. I like the 2.5. I can live with it. I was expecting it to be a little bit higher. And, you know, as you stated, man, the Knicks have been competitive this year. The Knicks have been covering point spreads this year. But it's one of these spots where, another thing is too, guys, Utah got so murdered last night. Their guys didn't play that much.
Healthy.
Like in the second half, right? Like, they didn't play that much. Like, they rolled over, they gave up, and it's like, all right, we're playing the Knicks tomorrow night, so let's gear up. Like, as I stated, I'm not ready to lay the 8 points in the game, but I am going to lay 2.5 points in the first quarter, and I'm putting it in right now just so there's no confusion. We put our money where our mouths are. The play is in. All right.
I like it. I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Another interesting game tonight. It's a little bit later, but I'm interested here just because I see, I want to see the current number. The numbers actually come down, and I'm talking about the Toronto Raptors and the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are laying 3 points to the Toronto Raptors. Moneyline minus 148. The Toronto Raptors are the worst team in the NBA.
I agree. Like, is this a spot we should just bet on the Raptors because they're automatically going to snap their fingers and figure this thing out?
Oh, they're laying six.
Yeah, I know.
Another thing is, when the Suns...
Yes. And yes, again, when the Suns were even horrible, they used to play the Raptors tough. This is a bad place to go. Now you've got to go from, Tampa Bay to the other side of the country, only laying 3. Give me the Suns. The Raptors are going to get burned. And if they win, it's just they'll have to put like a perfect performance together. I don't think they can. I agree with you, Phoenix. Till the Raptors finish this, figure it out, they're fade material.
Yeah. And great point that you raised, Cam. And I remember everything. I remember you told me you saw Phoenix beat the Raptors in the bubble last year.
Yeah, I watched that, and they turned the corner after that game.
The Raptors didn't lose a lot in the bubble. They lost in the playoffs, but guys, during like the 8-game run, they went 7-1. You know what I mean? Like, they rolled. You know the one team that beat them? Phoenix. And Phoenix tattooed. Phoenix, like, beat them. Like, Phoenix beat the Raptors. And these are teams going in different directions. And it's exactly it, Cam. It's amazing to me. The odds maker, they're hesitant. Like, man, I love the Raptors more than anybody that doesn't have a Raptors tattoo. And I've given up on them quicker than the sports books have, Cam. You know what I mean? Like, the computer even's like, no. I'm not making the Raptors pick them against, or 3 against the Celtics. We're making it 6. It's like the Celtics won outright, easily. And now
exactly.
You're going into Phoenix, into the West Coast. Guys, Kyle Lowry himself said we're in a lot of trouble the other day. He said if we don't change things fast, it's going to be a very long West Coast road trip. Those were his words. Well, I don't think anything changed in the last 36 hours, Cam, personally. What's changed?
No. Nothing.
What's
nothing.
Changed? OG doesn't shoot. Siakam's falling apart. Van Fleet is not a superstar who's being thrust upon, hey, bro, why don't you try scoring 35 points for us every night? It's not his role, right? Like, and they're a lost team. And Nick Nurse has zero answers right now. The bench is terrible. The bench is brutal. Messiah is the Messiah. But, bro, you better give, like, I don't know. I don't see anyone, like, I don't see anyone walking through the door right now to save them. Tough spot here, Cam, for the Toronto Raptors. It pains me to bet against them, and I did once, and I got burnt doing it. But we also are learning to cash in here on them. Look, guys, they are literally – I'm not saying the Raptors are the worst team in the NBA, right? I'm not saying that overall, when it's all said and done, the Raptors are going to be the worst team in the NBA. The Raptors are not the worst team in the NBA. But
no,
numbers are numbers. Facts are facts. And right now
– yes.
The Raptors have played six games, and they've covered once. They're 1-5 against the spread. They've covered 16.7% of the time, which is the worst in the NBA, which means to me, Cam, they are the worst team in the NBA right now. And they're only getting 3 points against the Phoenix Suns? Come on.
See, Phoenix also plays defense now. Double trouble for the Raptors.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's been 30 years since the first episode of Beverly Hills 90210. 30 years since we walked the halls of West Beverly High and since we all hung out at the Peach Pit. Relive it all with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling on their new podcast, 90210 OMG.
We get to tell the fans all of the behind-the-scenes stories that actually happened.
Join them as they rewatch every episode of the beloved 90s TV show from the very beginning. Listen to 90210 OMG on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Brancy. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, sports world, real world, and everything else in between, including the fact that today is our 19th anniversary. 19 years ago today was the first ever Sports Rage, Sports Weekly radio show. As we have our anniversary show tonight. I always prefer when the anniversary show falls on a Friday. Personally, but
yeah, exactly.
It is what it is. But we have the Raging Redhead Cam tonight, Babano, and Mike Dettillier. Mike's great. Mike Dettillier, long time. He's from New Orleans, covered the Saints forever, SEC football forever. So we're glad to have Mike Dettillier on the show tonight. So tonight's going to be our anniversary show, except no fireworks and hijinks. We're still recovering from last week's fireworks and hijinks. So tonight's going to be, it'll be a great show. We're going to have a good time with the anniversary. And then, you know, it's good synergy. So tonight is the 19th anniversary of Sports Rage. And tomorrow at this time, Cam, people will be tuning into this show on SiriusXM channel 204. As a beginning overnight tonight. Beginning overnight tonight. They actually kick in, Cam, at 3 a.m. So we come on SiriusXM at 204 as soon as Sports Rage is over tonight. And they told me, they said, don't take it personal that it starts like right after your show ends. But it's basically, it's the way that in this business, Cam, the old clocks and whatever. So anyways, the system kicks in at 3 a.m. tonight, guys. So Scott Wetzel, of all people,
will be
the first. Wetzel gets the first live show this morning. 5 a.m., Scott Wetzel, SiriusXM.
That's the first person. Hi, everybody. Scott Wetzel here. I got guaranteed picks.
Yeah. Wetzel's system. I got a system, guys. System. I got a system.
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's a system that I, you know, I don't know the numbers, but it's a system. Yeah, that's right. So we're going to be tomorrow and then moving forward, all of our programming, Game Time Decision, Sports Rage Late Night, Pharrell, everybody's going to be on. But whatever network you're tuning in on right now, we will still be on. We're not going anywhere. We're just adding. We're just adding SiriusXM to the rotation. So just for the record. And yeah, we actually have a show running right now on a loop. I've got like a 30-minute show that airs like every 90 minutes or something on 204 right now, just sort of introducing people to what the show is about. But, of course, me and Cam are no strangers to Sirius and SiriusXM. And, you know, we look forward to getting back. It'll be a great time. And as I stated, though, we're not going anywhere for all the stations that we're on right now. We're just adding to the audience. So Lou, gamblu.com is going to step up and in and join us a little bit later on. We'll get into the National Football League. We're taking a look at the basketball card for this evening. And I put in the play on the Utah Jazz -2.5 in the first quarter. And we both, me and Cam, agree, guys. I don't know, like, how could you not agree? And I'm a diehard Toronto Raptor fan, but this is a play against team right now. And it's one of these deals where the Raptors will fight their way through this. They're too good not to. They will. But, Cam, it's one of these deals. Until they show us, we can't do it. And it's very similar to being at the roulette wheel with the red and black, right? Dude, it's coming up black. Like five, it's coming up black all the time. We can't get in front of this until it stops. We'll know when the Raptors turn a corner. Like the Raptors will turn a corner at some point, and you'll be like, all right, you know what I mean? And it's not just them losing, it's the way that they're losing right now.
Exactly.
And it's one thing about the Raptors, guys, it's not as if though they're getting smoked in these games. Every single game they played this year, they've had a lead in. Every single game besides one, they've had a double-digit lead-in. So it's like, guys, that's what's like angering and frustrating about that team. It's like you're not bad. You get a 17-point lead. You're up by 14. You're up by 6 with a minute left. Why can't you close these games out? What's going on? Like, just close the damn game. They can't play for 60 minutes, and Phoenix are hungry. And you're right. Phoenix and Toronto, they've always been mouthy with each other and had a little thing going every time they play. And Phoenix are going to be ready to ball and run and gun tonight. And quite frankly, the Raptors, one of the reasons why the Raptors lose, they can't shoot the ball. They have the lowest shooting percentage in the NBA right now. And it's going to be a problem against Phoenix. You got Chris Paul playing defense as well, like you said. You got to like the Phoenix Suns here. Got to like the Phoenix Suns there, Ken.
I do. I think, hey, man, the number's really short, too. Instead of going against my instincts where, you know, usually you say, hey, I'm going to take the Raptors with that bait kind of line, but you can't. There's nothing you can do to back these guys right now until they show me. You want to talk about collapsing? You said it every single damn game. And the another team that has a problem like that with the Raptors is the Pelicans. They got lead. Indiana came back and won that game in overtime, too. Those guys can't close games. They'd be a better team. They get really nervous down the stretch. They're a young team, but they piss away a lot of games too, Gabe.
So here's, you know, Kev, you know, I don't take a lot of, I'm not a big under guy, but looking at this Washington-Philadelphia total, pretty high. It's very high. You know, you're talking about what, 234.5 right now. You need a real clean ride, and I get it. I get it that some of these Washington games have gotten out of hand and gotten super high scoring. Yet, it, you know, it's just one of these deals, Cam, where it wouldn't surprise me. We take the under, and we get a little bit scared. First quarter is going to be like, oh, man, put up 61 points. And then in the second quarter, it'll put up 52. And then in the third quarter, you get that perennial, 46. And then, boom. When you bet a big total, like, guys, we're talking about 235 points. So you're talking about we're talking about basically nearly 60 points a quarter. You need to get like basically 58.5 points a quarter here. That's not easy to do, Ken, like all the way through. You're really like, all right, you know, it's got to turn into a track meet if we're going to get this. And I don't think the Philadelphia 76ers want to do that. And I think the Philadelphia 76ers can control and do what they want as far as the tempo of this game is concerned. I just think that's a little high, Cam. I can see them getting into the 220s, maybe the high 220s even, but I don't know. I could be dead wrong about this, but this total just feels too high to me.
It is too high. For me, it'd be under or nothing. That's the thing. They pop these big – a lot of the time, those big totals come out and they go over, but I'm not confident in this one. Gabe, you play more totals than me. I'm probably going to play a lot more sides tonight, but I agree with you. Like, you talk about clean rides. You need to have an absolute perfect ride with a total that big. If there's any type of cold shooting, you know what I mean? This, it's going to go right down the tubes. So, yeah, you, basically, for that total to hit, they need to stop the clock. Lots of charity stripe work and all the shots have to go down. I'm not interested in that total.
All right, so let's start checking in with some of the Daily Roto lineup alerts right now. Kawhi Leonard isn't listed on the Clippers injury report, expected to play tonight against the Warriors. It'll be his first back-to-back game since April of 2017. Wow.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What? 2017?
Listen, when you even LeBron, say what you will about him, LeBron's hardcore, bro. This guy shows up every damn night, man. Like, he really does.
Damn right.
He plays 8 minutes a night all the time. Like, that's kind of embarrassing. Kawhi Leonard hasn't played back-to-back games since April of 2017.
That's pathetic. Sorry, load management. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's just nuts. Man, that's vacancy. Like, where are you? Where, like, that's, Gabe, that can't happen. Almost three years, the guy has not played back-to-backs? Like, come on, man. That's stupid. That's craziness.
I don't know. Paul George is questionable right now still. And so is Marcus Morris. Always something with the NBA, huh? It's like, it's frustrating. And I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play. All right, Orlando Magic. Steve Clifford says that Evan Fournier is hoping to play tonight. Will be a game-time decision. James Ennis, restricted minutes. If Fournier can't go, Aaron Gordon will play the small forward spot, and Gary Clark would start at the power forward spot. Another caveat. If Fournier plays, Clifford says he's unsure how many minutes he can go. I don't know how much he can play, even if he does play, Clifford says. And to clarify, James Ennis will come off the bench tonight for you prop players. So something interesting, Cam, there about Cleveland, huh? We're looking for a little revenge with Cleveland. We got beat up. What's the deal with Fournier? Check, is he in or out? If there's no Fournier, that helps Cleveland, bro. Fournier's good.
Yeah, I agree. I like Cleveland even with Fournier in the game, and I think they understand. I like the revenge angle with Cleveland tonight. The line's also telling you something, 5. It's interesting. I think the Cavaliers are going to get it done tonight. They're a gritty ball club. I know they let the last game with Orlando slip away, but they're good. They can cover this number. They're fine.
Evan Fournier out. Perfect. Evan Fournier out. Magic starters for tonight per Magic officials. Markel Fultz. Cam's favorite player, Dwayne Bacon.
Yeah, I like Bacon. I like Dwayne Bacon. Mm-hmm.
Gary Clark and Nikolai Vucevic. With Fournier, Gary Clark gets an opportunity to start. All right, let's check in. We got any Gary Clark props here?
Gary! Didn't Dwayne Bacon went to Florida State, did he not?
Yeah.
I think he's a 7. Yeah, I think he did too.
Bacon. If not, I would say Temple, but it is Florida State. What about Gary Clark? Any Gary Clark? Nah, I don't see any Gary Clark props up.
Yeah, they're afraid of Gary tonight. He's going to do some damage.
Too obscure.
What other game?
CeeDee Osman has started tonight. Cavs starters tonight. Colin Sexton, Okoro. Osman, Larry Nance Jr., Andre Drummond. Damian Dotson, who made a spot start on Monday, will come off the bench.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Daily Roto lineup alert number 3. Jeff Teague, out. Marcus Smart is available. Jeff Teague is not. Tremont Waters should be in the rotation once again, but it's Peyton Pritchard who'll get the most playing time out of the backup guards. What do you think of that game? this evening? Boston and Miami. I was thinking about Miami.
Yeah, I kind of lean Miami as well, Gabe. I think it's a good spot, Boston. Yeah, sure, you beat the Raptors. Big deal. The Raptors were mauling you early in that game. I think Miami, I like Miami against Boston tonight. That's where I'd lean with that.
Yeah, I think Miami's to play here, too. You know, too, when the Raptors play in Tampa, I didn't really catch on to this until the other night. The fans were all cheering for Boston. It was all Celtics fans.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. This Tampa experiment, yeah, I told you, I didn't like it. I didn't like it from the get-go. I think it's ridiculous. What, you think Tampa Bay Ray fan and I, oh, yo, we love the Raptors. No, they would have been better off. They would have been better off in Louisville. Probably get more Raptor fan in damn Kentucky than friggin' Tampa Bay.
Raptor players wanted this because they won't pay tax in Florida.
Yeah, they make a lot exactly. Yeah, I get it. Hey, it all comes down to the cash.
It does. Mm-hmm. They were given a choice. They had a choice. They could have went to Kansas City, Newark. Newark would have been good for them.
I agree.
It's right there. It's New York. You're not living in Newark. You would have lived wherever the hell you wanted anyways there. But it was, they didn't like the tax, and it was too cold.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fuck. I was like, all right, we got money on the first quarter. We'll put the game on. Let's do this. Yep. The live in-game action. And let's get fired up and win the first bet of the night. But got to wait till 7:40.
I don't have a problem with that. You know, the last hours of the show, they're kind of, you know, the third hour is usually crazy time. So I got no problem with 7:40, Gabe. I'm actually, I think that's fine.
I'm like you that night with the college bowl game. You're like, man, I really wish this game was starting now. I told you it'll still be there in an hour.
Yeah, I know, yeah, it will. It will.
You're right.
The also, an announcement. Golf is back. It is the Century Tournament of Champions this week. It's not the full field event, but all the people that won last year and a couple others. So they bring all the guys who have won and then the top-rated players after that. So, Gabe, I'm going to tease the people on your show tonight. At midnight, we're going to give some more picks because I want people to tune in. We're not just going to go give them. I'll give you a couple on this show. But for the full Monty, tune in to Morenci's show at midnight with me and Babano tonight. We'll give you the whole slew of picks.
Good stuff. We look forward to it. So anything at 7 o'clock here coming up? I don't really like the board. You have VCU, George Mason, Georgetown, Butler, Georgia, LSU, Arkansas, Tennessee. We've got a bunch of SEC action. Stanford, Chattanooga. Greensboro and Wolford, Incarnate Word, Northwestern State. You know, I'm not really interested in any of these college basketball games. I like some of the games a little bit later on. We got, you know, Minnesota and Michigan's a good one. I'm looking forward to that. What do you make of anything at 7 o'clock here that you like?
It's a tough board, Gabe. Very, very tough board. I think I'm going to pass probably on the college card tonight and just rock Phoenix against the Raptors really hard. And I'm also going to look at New Orleans tonight in the NBA. That's another game that's catching my eye.
You know what upsets me, actually? I did like Louisville. I didn't realize that we're this deep into it. I did like Louisville laying the points. They're up by four right now, so we'll have an opportunity to get back into this. If not, we'll jump on Louisville and mix it up and build a parlay going into later set games.
We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy.
Do you ever wish you could get more from your podcast? Well, you can with BuzzFeed Daily, hosted by me, Casey Rackham.
And me, Zach Stafford. On our show, we've got more good news and more pop culture.
More memes and more celebrity tea.
More of everything that's blowing up your timeline and trending on the internet.
Every weekday evening, we're giving you more of what you need to enjoy your day. Because what's life if it isn't to be enjoyed?
What's more enjoyable than everything fun and exciting from across the world of BuzzFeed?
Yes, if you've ever loved a video from Tasty, Cocoa Butter, Paro Like, Nifty, Goodful, or BuzzFeed Celeb, we'll have something for you on BuzzFeed Daily.
And don't forget about great interviews that break down all the wait, what, from the internet and beyond.
Whether it's the world's preeminent astrologist, the star of your favorite streaming show, or maybe even the person behind that TikTok, you know the one. If they're making you smile, we're talking to them.
Listen to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.